pain. What it takes to maintain this rap game. It starts with... Okay, you ready?
I was. Aren't you?
Evidently not.
Yo.
Your best bet's just to cut loose. There's no point in holding back, homie, there's no use. Let's take it back to the start and explain what it takes to maintain this rap game. It starts with a sound check. My check of one tone, check the compression and the volume. I'll sweep to your cue. Give me some more of my throwback since I'm one of the songs. I like listening to my music, I like feeling the thud.
Everybody clear stage.
We gotta head backstage. Get our set list scribbled on a loose leaf page.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Morning. Oh.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
This will get you moving, right?
I have no idea what he just said, but okay.
I don't know.
I tune out. Like, music, I just enjoy the beat. I have no idea what he says.
Exactly.
You couldn't ask me one word. I don't know.
You throw your fist in the air if you want to lose control. It's a Christian rapper named Rapture Ruckus.
Rapture Ruckus?
Feel your heart pause for a second. So yeah, that'll get you moving on your Monday.
I guess so.
It's good Monday music.
Okay, is that their calisthenics?
What? No, that's just music to get them
moving.
Oh,
get them, okay. Well, I didn't know if you were replacing your calisthenics. You were getting tired of them.
You can't replace calisthenics.
Oh, okay. Sorry, just checking.
You can't replace it.
Oh.
Everybody stand up now.
Elbows out, out, hands up high.
Come on,
elbows
damn, out, put your stuff down, high, stand up on the bus, out, on the train, high, or the like whatever public transportation you're taking at this point.
Time, looking for a few people for game time. I need a couple big boys so we can win. Lose already, give us few. Man, that's a
all right, here's how it works, everybody.
I like you.
You do jumping jacks,
like you,
and
I don't like him.
What you do
crazy
is
games on Wednesday night.
You do them to the praise of the Lord, right? So we're going to praise the Lord, and we're going to put our elbows out, and we're going to put our hands way up high. And we're stretched.
We really are.
Okay? So, and then at the same time, you can jump up and down
like
if you're feeling like it.
And like that.
Okay?
To a cross.
That's how it works.
Everybody
ready?
On his face and made fun of him, treating him
wait for it.
Like he was
here we go.
Elbows out, hands up high. Elbows out, out, hands up high. Elbows out, hands up high.
Come on now.
Elbows out, hands
go,
up
go, move.
High.
Come on.
Elbows like a Christian, out. Hands up high. Elbows
it's
out,
good for your
hands up
complexion.
Elbows
let's
out.
Go.
Hands up high, elbows out.
All
hands
right,
up high,
all
like
right.
A Christian saved. I behave differently.
It's good for your shoulders.
Me. A reborn life. Jesus Christ.
Good for your
hey.
Shoulders.
Yeah, you're doing that movement. It's good for your shoulders. You should work, you know, do some shoulder exercises every day. It's good for you. What you? I'm not turned up very high. I don't really hear myself very well.
Well. That's okay.
Oh, all righty then.
You're coming through loud and clear.
No, I can't.
If you need to turn up your mic, if you need to turn up your headphones, go right ahead. But okay, so here we are. It's Monday.
It is. What are we doing?
Well, we found out that a huge coinky dink happened.
Really? We did?
We did.
Oh, okay. How?
Well,
I didn't know anything happened.
You didn't know?
Uh-uh.
Really? So that's very strange that you didn't know.
Why?
Well, because you're the one that told me.
Oh, what'd I tell you?
You told me that we are going to be in Disney World at the exact same time as our good friend, the original listener of the show,
Mr. Tim Mead, yes,
is going to be in Disneyland.
Yes, with Karen. Yes.
So I found, first of all, I finally get to meet Karen, which has never
yes,
happened.
I know. But I've talked to her on
she's
the phone.
She's been hiding from me for years.
But I talked to her on the phone, and I told her when I was talking to her about Disney World. That she sounds, it's like talking to my sister because she's got that Midwestern accent. It's like talking to my sister on the phone.
Uh-huh.
I love it. I said, you just make me feel like I'm at home.
Oh.
Yeah. She's funny. She's
around,
nutty
I,
just like Tim.
I can go around and say snow if it makes you feel like you're at home.
No. That's just annoying.
So we're going to be in Disney World.
Yeah, the same week.
The first week
who
in June.
Who would have thunk it?
So if you need to rob Mr. Tim's house. It'll be the first week in June.
Yes. There'll be people at our house, so.
Yeah, you can't rob our house.
Can't rob our
Sorry.
House. Sorry. There'll be people here.
Big dogs.
Yeah.
With guns.
Dogs with guns.
Big dogs with guns.
Not just any old dog.
No, no. We train our dogs in Texas to carry guns.
In Texas, and my neighbor carries a gun, so there you go.
Big dogs.
He's been shooting birds with it lately, but...
Which is good.
Uh-huh. Too many birds.
And not like good birds.
No, icky, nasty, crow black birds.
Birds.
You know, I was sitting out in the backyard the other day.
Yeah.
Getting some sun.
Sure you were.
And... It's like they sit on the fence and then they're like, they swoop over me like they were going to attack me. No, they don't poop on me, but
they do.
They would if they had to go at that time.
That's right.
But they swoop over me like they're going to attack me. That and those bumblebees. Ooh. You need to do something about that.
So, Jen, I've been killing them. I've killed 5 bumblebees in the last 2 days.
Jen Avila?
No, Dave.
Dave Avila?
He used a word the other day on his show.
Uh-huh. You're not supposed to use?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't know what the word was. Oh. I didn't know what it meant. So I wrote and asked him. He said it meant friend. He said it meant friend. So I am very happy to announce that Dave Avila is my bendejo.
Avila.
Avila?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Dave Avila is my bendejo.
Bendejo?
Yeah. So he's my friend.
That's what he said?
That's what he said. He's my friend. So he's my bendejo.
Are we sure that's what that means?
I'm trusting him. I trust my friend.
Okay.
So.
I'm scared of what you're really saying.
I apologize to Jose now.
Because we don't know what it means. It's all Dave's fault.
Well, I know what it means in Tex-Mex, but I don't think that's obviously what the real Spanish means, because he says it means friend.
So maybe Jose will tell us.
I don't want to know.
Oh, you don't want to know what it means? Well, why are you saying it?
I do know what it means. I mean, I know that it means friend, because that's what Dave told me, and I trust my friend Dave.
Okay.
My bendejo.
Your bendejo Dave. Uh-huh.
So, I trust
him. All righty. This scares me.
Why does it scare you?
I don't know. It scares me.
So, anyway.
I'm concerned about what you're saying.
You shouldn't be concerned. You shouldn't worry your little pretty head about it.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
So in other news, we have, it's New Music Monday.
Oh, it is. Yes. And Bob Dylan.
Well, we haven't got to Bob Dylan
yet. I'm ready.
Well, I'm not.
Oh. Fine.
I wasn't on Bob Dylan. I was on our other new music that we got was Lisa Loeb's.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The camp songs.
I was very excited because Lisa Loeb came out with a new album.
Uh-huh.
And I was all like, oh, yay! You know, and it was called Camp Lisa, which didn't really ring a bell with me or anything.
Did it seem strange?
Yeah, bought it, downloaded it, because her last album was called Cake and Pie. I mean, she's weird, okay? So this one's called Camp Lisa, so I downloaded it. And this is what
I got. Well, it's a good thing you did, though, because Helen loves it.
This is the grossest song we did at camp. I'm going to sing it for you, and then there's a little part that you can sing along with me, okay? Here's a gross song. Grandma's in the cellar. Lordy, can't you smell her? Cooking biscuits on that darned old dirty stove. Dirty stove! In her eyes, some matter that keeps dripping in the batter.
Gross.
She whistles as the runs down her nose. Down her nose.
Down her nose.
Down her nose.
Down her nose.
And she whistles as the runs down her nose.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. And the whole album is like that.
Helen didn't hear that song.
The whole album.
But she did have like a funny one,
Oh, yeah,
I put my name in my underwear.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. There are all these camp songs. It's like Home on the Range. And...
Well, Helen loved it.
Oh, she does sing Father Abraham.
Father Abraham had many sons. Had many sons. Had Father Abraham. And they never left.
See, she doesn't know them, the right words. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord.
With the right arm.
See, she changed the words.
Abraham.
That's not correct.
I can't help you.
Do you not know the correct words?
No, I've never heard the song. I've heard you sing it.
Father Abraham had many sons.
Yes.
Had many sons. Had Father Abraham.
Yes.
I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right arm. Father Abraham had many sons, and then you put your right arm in. Many sons.
Well,
had Father Abraham. I am
didn't...
one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right arm. Left arm. And then you keep doing it till your whole body jump in, jump out.
Right, but how do you know? You
turn around. Sit down.
You went to a church camp, so maybe your church camp changed the words.
Pretty sure Father Abraham started pretty churchy, seeing as it is Father Abraham.
Well, you don't know it's the same Abraham.
Abram.
It could be a different Abraham.
It was Abram. Nope, pretty sure mine's right.
Well, he wasn't father when he was Abram, was he?
Mine was first.
He wasn't a father until
he became
Abraham.
Father Abraham, right? That's what I mean. He was Abram first.
He wasn't Abram. He wasn't a father when he was
Abram. I didn't
Abram.
Say it was Father Abram. I said he was Abram before, and now he's Father Abraham.
Good grief.
Jay, you do that. You've been doing that all day. What are you? Twisting my words.
My microphone stand won't stay up. It keeps sinking on me.
You have bad posture. I need to sit up straight. Do you know Kentucky Fried Chicken grills chicken now? How can it be Kentucky Fried Chicken if they don't grill it? I mean, if they don't fry it?
That's Kentucky Grilled Chicken.
But that's not what Kentucky, but it's not KFC.
No, it's KGC.
That's KGC, and that doesn't work for me. If I want a grilled chicken, I'd make it at home. I go there so I get fried chicken because I don't want to make a mess and make my house stink.
We don't get fried chicken from KFC. We get fried chicken from Chicken Express.
I have not had KFC in years.
Because it's not very good anymore.
Yeah. Maybe it used to be good and I just didn't know better.
Maybe not.
Maybe it wasn't ever really good.
I don't know. But Chicken Express is really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I'll give you that.
And Chick-fil-A is even better.
Well, but Chick-fil-A doesn't have the same kind of things as Chicken Express. I mean, yeah, Chicken Express.
Yeah, you can't go there and get a bucket of chicken.
No.
Mm-mm. Chick-fil-A, you get a fillet of chicken. That's the name.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Fill-A. Chick-fil-A. I don't understand then.
It's French or something.
I don't understand why who picked the spelling for that deal? Chick-fil-A.
Don't know. Can't tell you.
It's very confusing. My phonetic mind doesn't work.
So Lisa Loeb's album, a bust.
Yeah, don't get that one.
Camp songs.
We don't want camp songs. I know all kinds of camp songs. Would you like me to sing some of them for you?
Not really, no.
No? Oh, okay. You sure?
Pretty sure, yeah.
You sure?
Fairly sure. In bracket news today, we get to go. Let's go to our bracketology bracket experts, Faith Frankenfurter Steen and Brad Shuttle something Scuttlestein.
Scuttlestein.
And here they are reporting live from the Davy Crockett Memorial Sportatorium. Here you go.
There you go.
Hey, yeah. Go.
Why does it? You're the one who made this up, and it beats you down. Why does it beat you down so much?
I wasn't really counting on it lasting Steve. As long as it has.
Well, it's your fault.
Welcome, everybody.
It's your fault since you rigged the deal in the first place.
You're supposed to be Frankenstein right now.
Steen. Frankenstein. No, it was Stein, wasn't it? Funkenstein. That's it.
Finkenstein.
Finkenstein.
You're Funkenstein?
I like that better.
Funkenstein.
It's my rap name.
Funkenstein. It's a good rap name, actually.
Funky Faith.
Reporting live from the Davy Crockett Memorial Sportatorium. Today, we had Martin Riggs versus Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne had the advantage with all of his ninja training and all of his, you know, hidden, like, secret moves and crime-fighting skills and nunchuck skills and skills. He had a lot of skills. Unfortunately, you can't kill Martin Riggs.
Yet. It doesn't work. They've tried four times.
He just won't die. So Bruce Wayne died of exhaustion trying to kill Martin Riggs. He's a bloody mess, but he moves on to the next round.
Of course he does.
In another round, Han Solo takes on Conan.
Conan.
Who made this up? Han Solo, who stepped out of Ripley.
Yeah, how Ellen he Ripley, made that one.
Is now taking on Conan the Barbarian. In this round, Han Solo defeated Conan the Barbarian by just strictly, you know, being cool and all. I don't know. How does Han Solo beat Conan? There's no way.
But he did.
Somehow. Conan is so muscular that he cannot move.
What's that crown? See, he's got that crown on his head, and it pinches. And it's so annoying. You can't concentrate on anything else. It's just annoying. Oh, wait, that's He-Man. Was that Conan or He-Man?
Conan had
He-Man.
Masters of the Universe.
Well, Conan the Destroyer had the crown.
Okay. Okay. So it was just very tight movie, on his temples right there.
It's because his muscles bulge.
And it squeezed, and his brain is so small anyway. So and let's he just
he died of a brain aneurysm.
Couldn't deal.
Trying to fight.
And Han Solo is so good looking, you know.
So the championship round for that division will be Han Solo versus Martin Riggs.
Oh.
It's going to be
That's good. Not bad. It's gonna not going to be good.
It's going to be
Who good. Do I root for?
I don't know. In other rounds, Michael Corleone took on Bruce Lee.
Hmm.
Michael Corleone paid several people, including the referee of the match, to make sure that Michael Corleone won. Bruce Lee responded to this action by killing everybody. So he goes on to the next round.
Yes, he does.
Several bystanders, both managers and the referee, are dead. Michael Corleone is in four pieces. All right.
Well, so you have to make sure they don't put him back together.
That's true.
They put all four pieces. They tied him to blocks and threw him in the bay. Because that's what you're supposed to do.
Tomorrow, you can hear about Laura Croft taking on Mad Max, Colonel George Taylor taking on Blondie the Good, John McClane taking on Jackie Chan. Those will be tomorrow, so tune in for that. And that's all we have from the Davy Crockett Memorial Sportatorium. This is Brian Scuttlestein and Frank Funkenstein reported. Back to you. I'm getting better at the voice, though.
You changed the name. Every time it kills me.
It's a stupid name. I can't remember it. It does. I'm glad you're
My nose is running. I don't have a tissue. It's running,
is it running down my nose? You whistling as it runs down your nose?
Did you find my music? I told you to look up Bob Dylan for
I'm
me,
working
please.
On Bob Dylan. So Bob Dylan's got a new album. Tell me about it while we look it up.
It's called Together Through Life. Can you get that?
Bob Dylan, new music. Let's see.
It has every genre from folk to gospel to country. It recreates a 1950s blues sound full of trumpets, banjos, and accordions. The last played by Los Lobos and David Hidalgo, plus touches of early Latin American rock. One thing that never changes is Dylan's ever insightful lyrics. There you go.
And what's the name of the new album?
I told you, Together Through Life.
Hold on. Pause while we hold your horses.
You were supposed to have this ready. I told you about this before.
It's ready. Together Through Life right here. Oh, it's not out yet.
Oh, well, that's not good.
Yet. Now, you can pre-order it.
But that's no good.
It's not out to listen to.
Well, how come they have an article about it then?
Well, because I guess there's the pre-release. There's the single.
Let's hear the single.
Oh, well, I love you, pretty baby. You're the only love I've ever known. Just as long as you stay with me, the whole world is my throne. Beyond here lies nothing we could call our own. While I'm moving after midnight.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like that. That's good. That's called Beyond Here Lies Nothing.
He's got that, brought that gravelly, took the nasal out and put the gravel in.
I like the gravelly. The new Bob Dylan. Last few albums of Bob Dylan have been very gravelly.
You know
like
why?
That.
It's because he's old.
He's very old.
And he can't help it.
He's very old.
Because, you know, what's his name? Johnny Cash sounded that way, too, as he got older.
Johnny Cash always sounded that way.
No, he didn't.
He did.
He got more gravelly.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, you know that kid on American Idol?
That's all we have for today.
The gay one? He.
Elvis?
Looks like Elvis. He looks like Elvis to me.
The gay Elvis?
Mm-hmm. But Chris is my favorite, so everybody should vote for him. He's a nice young boy.
I don't think people who listen to the show are voting for American Idol.
I don't care. Okay. Tell it anyway.
Okay. So you should vote for him. He's a Christian guy.
He is. And I like him. He has kind eyes.
He does.
I told you that, did I not? See, look at him. He has kind eyes. I'm voting for him.
You recognize the Holy Spirit in him.
I guess I did.
There you go. Just like Jason Castro last year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It helps that they stand out against all those other people.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us today. Vayos con Dios.
Vayos con Dios.
We shall see you Tuesday. We'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Have fun, guys. See you tomorrow.
Adios.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that comes from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him and said, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he be born a second time into his mother's womb? Jesus answered, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, and that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds might be clearly seen, that they have been done in God.